Thank you, Mr. President. We would also like to join on congratulating you in your assuming your new role. Japan expresses its appreciation for the update provided by the Deputy High Commissioner and the continued efforts by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, including the HRMMU, to address the human rights situation in Ukraine. It is almost 3 years since Russia began its aggression against the sovereign nation of Ukraine. To the people of Ukraine who have been defending their country, we reiterate our deepest respect and unwavering solidarity, which was expressed by Foreign Minister Iwaya during his visit to Ukraine in November 2024. Even in the single month of November last year, more than 1,000 civilian casualties have been reported. We condemn in the strongest possible terms Russia's illegal aggression, which has caused unimaginable human rights violations and abuses in the territory of Ukraine, in addition to the ongoing brutal attacks destroying critical civilian infrastructure. During his visit to Bucha in November, Foreign Minister Iwaya witnessed firsthand the scars of the war and the state of recovery and reconstruction, and reaffirmed Japan's support for the early realization of a just and lasting peace in Ukraine as soon as possible. Japan will not waver in stating that any attempts to undermine Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity are unacceptable. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.